Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting second. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ewell Blackwell. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ewell Blackwell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third. The first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman strikes out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball towards center. Merriman catches it and throws to first to double up Jeffcoat. Two outs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Howell for a passed ball. Hermansky moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 1 in the game. Merriman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz bunts towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baumholtz. The throw from Howell and he is safe. Baumholtz steals second. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. Connors strikes out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyrostek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat who is chasing the ball. Wyrostek reaches third base with a triple. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wyrostek scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klusowski moves to second. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlkup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klusowski scores. There goes Adcock trying to get to third. Jeffcoat throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Adcock for the out. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Blackwell. Jackson moves to second. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Howell reaches second base with a double. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howell moves to third. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-2 in the game. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howell scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Reds. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Wyrostek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Wyrostek reaches second base with a double. Ryan scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hatton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl Cup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stahl Cup hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howell strikes out. The ball gets by Edwards. He chases the ball to the backstop. Hatton scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Reds. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Blackwell reaches second base with a double. Adcock scores. It's 6-2, Reds. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Merriman takes first base on ball 4. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Usher now playing left field. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. Connors hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermansky hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahl Cup fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wyrostek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wyrostek moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hatton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wyrostek scores. Kluszewski moves to third. It's 7-2, Reds. Bob Kelly now pitching. Virgil Stahl Cup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl Cup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stahl Cup hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kluszewski scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Reds. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahl Cup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Bob Kelly. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Mixas moves to third. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Mixas scores. Cavaretta scores. It's 8-4, Reds. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Cal McLish now pitching. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Merriman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blackwell moves to second. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Blackwell moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Connors moves to second. Frank Smith now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Cal McLish. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mixis moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-4 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive towards short. Stahlcup reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Connors takes first base on ball 4. Mixis moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mixis scores. Sauer scores. Connors moves to second. It's 8-6, Reds. Jack Cusick pinch runs for Gene Hermansky. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.